It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell, thanks for hanging out with us. We got a lot of things still to get through here, Scott. And by a lot of things, I mean it's our last segment. And so we just have a lot of things we want to get through still. And part of that is it's our buy and sell segment. And I just, you know, I've missed playing our NFL music during our non-2-minute drill days because our lives have changed. And part of that has been we haven't been able to play our NFL music as much, and so I'm just...
Well, we're not in as much of a hurry.
Right, I mean, I'm wantonly... I'm just playing it now, just for every last segment now of our shows, just because I miss it so much, because football is our... Football's king, still on this show, and I still want to play our music and still get it out there. So our buy or sell segment brought to you by Online Training Academy. Get a register now for a free 3-hour workshop at TradingAcademy.com. TradingAcademy.com. So buying or selling, Scott, we bring up ideas, right? Explain to people the idea of being able to buy or sell things based on their stock.
It's like in the financial world, we buy or sell a company, and we do it based upon information that we feel it's going to be a good or a bad thing. And so we do that in sports as well. We look for opportunities we think are good, and we buy them. And if they're not good, we get rid of them.
So let's do this. First I want to start off with this one, Scott. Are you buying or selling fishing becoming the lead American sport right now that people are participating in?
Well, I got to buy that. I mean, I already bought it. I mean, that's my favorite thing in the
you're
world.
You're the station angler. I mean, Adam Eagle from KSL Outdoors, fine. He's a fine...
He's an outdoors guy.
Yes.
He's not a fisherman.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, he's a fisherman,
fishes,
though.
Yeah, yes, but he also does everything
but
else.
But you're like, fishing
hardcore.
Is it, man.
Yeah. If I found a puddle on the side of the road and there was water, I would try to fish it to see if there's something in there that I could catch. So, yeah.
So it's interesting because I read this article this week about how fishing has become people are looking for stuff to do, and now with the stay safe, stay home, you know, kind of order, it's gone up. It's gone away a little bit, but the reality is that you can find yourself on a boat by yourself, away from everybody, and fishing.
I think that's a wonderful idea, and I think we should do that more often. It reminds me of a funny story. This is a true story, because it's fun to watch fishing on TV. There's a lot of personality fishermen, and they show all
Who's
these
Who's the guy with the Tennessee hat?
That's Bill Dance.
Bill Dance
yes.
was the best with
well,
those.
No, no, no.
Oh, his bloopers are the best.
Let me tell you the best one. Roland Martin. Okay, Roland Martin had a marina on the south end of Lake Okeechobee
in Florida. Yeah.
Biggest lake. It's that big round lake in Florida.
Right.
And he has this marina you can go. They have guides. They have a hotel you can stay in, the whole thing.
Sure.
And he shows us his bait shop, right? So it's this building where they keep all their live minnows. So if you want to buy live minnows to go fishing
sure.
with, you can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They also have a little pool. And that's, he goes, those are my actors. And they're these massive bass that are in this little pond. And he goes, look, when I do my show, some days it's not fish, you know, it's not catching, it's fishing,
it's
right?
It's fishing, yeah, yeah.
So we have to, you know.
Oh, so those are the guys that get they make appearances, they make multiple appearances on the program.
That's right. And he goes, you know, creative camera angles and when we start things and. If we have a slow day, the actors come out.
Well, I remember something similar to that when...
And I was like, oh, so that's how come you guys always catch fish on your show.
The late Tony Bourdain used to be just like, because he would do these shows, and he was one to reveal kind of just like the behind-the-scenes stuff where they would have these dummies. And he actually, they filmed on one of his episodes, one of his multiple shows of that he did for CNN and Netflix and everything. He'd go, the embarrassing moment. Here's the embarrassing moment when they would put the dummy on the line. They showed the filming of, like, you know, they're in Greece or something like that. And these guys in Greece are like, okay, we're going to put this fish on the line for you. And he was just like, this is so stupid. But it showed him putting the dummy on the line, throwing it in the water, and him reeling it in just to show just how stupid it was. You know, just this moment of, like, like just an embarrassing moment of having to put a fish that was already caught on the line. And them reeling it in. So I'm buying it too, man. I'm all for it. If you can go out and do it and you do it safe, then there you go. But they were just showing about how there was this, you know, this lake down in the south where they couldn't stock it fast enough with catfish because people were just out and doing the fishing. All right, Scott, do you buy or sell the possibility of not just Tiger and Phil, but also Brady and Peyton on TV as well doing the golf challenge? So you're already increasing numbers here, but also Tom Brady and Peyton Manning getting in on the idea of a golf challenge on television.
I think you get, yes, I'm buying this because I think you get a better deal with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. They would be more willing to talk trash to each other. There would be a more authentic, you know, kind of like competition between the two of them. There's kind of this weird distance between Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Namely, there's not a whole lot of personality coming out. And maybe it's because Tiger Woods probably in real life doesn't have a personality. But, yeah, I'm certainly buying, you know, get the personalities in there. And so we have an entertaining event as opposed to maybe the biggest name draws. Unless these guys, you know, and Tiger can pull it together and give us something other than, you know, I really don't want to be here kind of attitude. But yeah, I'd love to see those two go at it.
But the miking them up part is the part that I love. And look, here's the thing. We talked about streaming this, the possibility. We're still talking about Phil and Tiger. And just for the sake of not getting people together, put Peyton Manning and Brady and Tom Brady on a different golf course.
Right. They all don't need to be together.
No. Come on different golf courses.
No. Look, the dynamic totally changes if there's four of them. I don't like that.
I don't like them all together that. No. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Plus, here's the thing. Tom Brady, for all the things that he is, he doesn't come across as being very personable to me. This would, and right now in his career, he can afford to, like back in the day, you don't need to be the guy who's out there and funny and cool with everybody. But now he can do that. And he's changing teams and changing stuff and change your personality a little bit and put yourself on TV. And I'm hoping that he has some personality.
I think Tom Brady has a personality.
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I see him get mad on the sidelines, but he just seems like a dull.
No.
Yeah, he seems like he's super dull to me.
No.
No, okay. Never mind. So he's interesting now.
Yeah.
Suddenly he's an interesting guy.
Of course he is.
But he's married to a supermodel, so I guess there's
Doesn't
that.
Matter.
Next up on the list here, Scott, do you buy or sell the KSL Sports Department in their list of books that they have read? It's on KSLSports.com right now. You did not participate in this. You're the one person on staff who's actually written a book, and you didn't participate in the books that you've read in sports.
I felt like it disqualified me.
Okay, so I'm giving you a shot now to bring up the books that have actually been sports books that you have enjoyed in your life.
Well, the book I wrote, which is about my life, and there are sports stories in my book. I kind of like that one. You know whose book I actually really liked? This is no joke.
Tell me.
I loved Jim McMahon's book. I absolutely loved listening to him tell stories about his days at BYU and his whole thing. I really liked his book. I can't remember the book. Oh shoot.
See, now I'm putting you on the spot.
No. It was it's about the NBA season. John Feinstein
Oh, okay.
wrote it, and he basically the book, it chronicles an NBA season and kind of behind the scenes what really goes on. And he goes, I firmly believe that if these players didn't have people in front of them watching them, that they'd still actually like play basketball. He says, I just underneath it all, I just got a sense that they just love playing basketball. It was kind of an insightful and behind the scenes look. I like Larry Bird's book.
Yeah, there you go.
I like to read these books about people. The
books I put in the KSL article, I just picked two. And then we have a bunch of eggheads in the sports department who want to like show off that they've read more than, you know, a couple of books. And it's like, you don't have to list every book that had sports in it to prove to everybody you've read a book. We get it, Zach Hicken. You've read books before. We get it. Mine were Touching the Void. And I'm not a climber, but this is a human, you know, survival story. And then the other one was the Hand of God, which is the Diego Maradona story. And so those
is mountain climbing a sport?
It is.
Into Thin Air.
Into Thin Air. Yeah, yeah.
John Perfect Storm.
Which is actually
a fishing book.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, or a fishing story.
Let's take the break here, Scott. So for Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Curie. Thanks for being with us. Another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. We'll be back again tomorrow. We'll see you then, everybody.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.